Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you provide for us in so many ways, and we thank you for providing the truth of your word, and we ask now that you'd give us grace to see its significance and that our lives might be shaped more by it. And we ask for Jesus' sake. Amen. Do sit down. Well, we are celebrating our Harvest Sunday, and Harvest points us beyond ourselves and our everyday lives to the reality that God is our provider. Now, a part of the Bible which helps us to see this is the book of Ruth that we read from a moment or two ago. Now, the book of Ruth comes from a time over 3,000 years ago. It takes us to a time when there was not enough food, but also to fields where grain did grow. We hear of places where food was harvested and processed. We also hear of providing food for the needy. The book of Ruth involves sadness and difficulties, but it is also a love story and a pointer to how God provides for us in the most important way that we need. Well, let me tell the story. Naomi was lonely. Her husband had passed away. Naomi's family were part of God's special Old Testament people, but they had all had to move to a foreign country called Moab, the other side of the Jordan. Now, sadly, Naomi's two sons had died as well. Now, they'd all gone to Moab to find food because there was very little at home near Bethlehem. Now, Naomi's sons, when they'd travelled to Moab, had married local girls, one named Orpah and the other Ruth. But sadly, all the men in the family had died, and Naomi was left with only her daughters-in-law. "I'm going home," said Naomi to Ruth and Orpah one day, "back to my own country." Well, Naomi told them that she had heard that the Lord God had now provided the people back home with food after the famine. "I'm going back to Bethlehem where I belong. You two must stay here. I'll miss you, but this is your country, not mine." Now, Naomi expected both Orpah and Ruth to kiss her and hug her and wave goodbye. And that's just what Orpah did. But Ruth did something different. "I'm coming with you," she said. "Now, why is that?" asked Naomi. "Why leave your people and your home to travel to a place that you do not know? Here you have a chance of finding another husband, but I can't give you one." But no matter what Naomi said, Ruth would not change her mind. She cared for Naomi and wanted to make sure that she returned home in good health. "I'm going with you," she said, "and that's all there is to it. From now on," in those famous words from the first chapter, "where you go, I will go, and where you lodge, I will lodge. Your people shall be my people, and your God, my God." So Naomi and Ruth went to Bethlehem. And while Naomi greeted her relatives, Ruth went off to find some work and some food. But it was hard because she came from a different country and people didn't know her. Now, Ruth ended up gathering bits of grain in that process known as gleaning. Now, that was possible because the people deliberately left some grain in the fields so that poorer people could come and gather the food themselves and do so with dignity. Now, as we celebrate harvest on this Harvest Sunday, it's a good time to think of those who have less than us, or who are in need in some way. And that's why it's good to collect, as we have down here, the cornflakes and the breakfast, the fruit juice for the breakfast club. So many of these youngsters over there wouldn't have breakfast otherwise, and they were told that it makes a significant difference to their lives and education to start the day with food, and the breakfast club provides it. We're also having this collection for Tear Fund as they appeal to support work in Malawi. Now, in the reading that we had from Ruth chapter 2, we heard that Ruth set out and went and gleaned in the field after the reapers, and she happened to come to the part of the field belonging to Boaz. Now, Boaz, we're told, was a relative of Ruth's mother-in-law, Naomi. And Boaz soon noticed Ruth. He had heard the story of what she had done for Naomi. And Ruth said to Boaz, Why have I found favour in your eyes that you should take notice of me, since I am a foreigner? But Boaz answered her, all that you have done for your mother-in-law since the death of your husband has been fully told to me, and how you left your father and mother and your native land and came to a people that you did not know before. The Lord repay you for what you have done, and a full reward be given you by the Lord, the God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge. Then Ruth said, I have found favour in your eyes, for you have comforted me and spoken kindly to your servant, though I am not one of your servants. So even though Ruth was from a people who normally had nothing to do with the true and living God, God had reached out to her. God had provided for her. And that's a great reminder that God is interested in all kinds of people, whatever our background, possessions, nationality, or race. Now, when Ruth told Naomi what had happened, and that she showed Naomi all the grain that she had found, Naomi asked her who the field belonged to where she'd gathered the grain. A man named Boaz, said Ruth. And now Naomi was delighted because Boaz was indeed one of her relatives, and not just any old relative, but a very special one. In those days, some family members were called redeemers, kinsmen redeemers. They were there to rescue family members when they were in trouble. They were there to give help on behalf of a relative in need. Now, realizing that Boaz was such a redeemer, Naomi turned from mother-in-law to matchmaker. Put on your best dress, Naomi told Ruth, and a little perfume too. You're going to visit Boaz this evening. Well, Boaz was working on sorting the grain after the harvest, and Ruth went to see him. Now, Boaz, as the family redeemer, realized that he should take care of Ruth. He liked her and respected her, and he actually arranged to marry her. Now, Ruth was delighted, and Naomi, her mother-in-law, too, for God had provided for Ruth and given her a home and security. Naomi, too, was provided for. As the local women said to her in chapter 4, blessed be the Lord who has not left you this day without a redeemer, and may his name be of renown in Israel. So you see, what happened to Ruth and Naomi is a reminder of how much God gives to us. Harvest time reminds us to be thankful for families and friends and church friends, as well as the roofs over our heads, plenty of food, and so many other things that help us to live. So we find that, like Ruth, the Lord God is the one under whose caring, protective, providing wings we have come to take refuge. But that wasn't the end of the story for Ruth and Naomi. What happened to Ruth shows the most important way that God provides for us. Boaz and Ruth had a baby, and they called him Obed. Now, if you read on in your Bible, you find that Obed was to go on himself to have a famous son, King David. Grandson, he was his grandson. King David, the greatest king in the Old Testament. And if you read on further still in the Bible, you find that Ruth's family line went on to produce an even more famous great-great-great-great-great-grandson. We read from Luke chapter 1, speaking of what this relative of Ruth, this relative of David, would do. We read, blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. God provided the ultimate redeemer in Jesus, his son, in the family line of Ruth and David. And Jesus is the one who provides for his people. He is the one who rescues his people. Jesus, in a far greater way than Boaz with Ruth and Naomi, can redeem us and give us what we most need, a mended connection with the God who has made us. He is our redeemer. And Jesus is the best, closest family member because he understands our human struggles. And he can help us in our time of need. And that's the greatest way that God provides for us. So we should ask one another, are we thankful for him this harvest? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your sovereign, providential, overruling hand. We thank you for the way that you worked through this human story, not only to provide for those who are characters in it, but also to provide for us all these centuries later. We thank you for giving us what we need in our lives, and we thank you most of all for giving us Jesus. And we pray in his name. Amen.